Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is
Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
Meet the Batmans. Words of Tom Hall. Every once in a while, I like to do a spring cleaning of all of my random thoughts. These are them. I'd bet that somewhere out there, someone has the legitimate last name of Batman, but pronounces it Batmun, and it causes them all sorts of inconvenience. Why do things have to be my way or the highway? First of all, just because something rhymes does not mean it makes contextual sense together in a sentence. You aren't Dr. Seuss. Even if your giant ego truly allowed you to believe that someone that didn't perform a task in an exact manner you saw fit had to leave your presence, why the hell do you know what method of travel they'd get to use to go to their next destination? Maybe it's my way or the side roads, or my way or the bus, or even my way or interdimensional portals. Your right to dictate, assuming you ever had one, ended when your fragile ego didn't allow for someone to get the same job done using a different method than the one you decreed, and you kick them out of your building, Your Highness. I think there would be a market for ambidextrous Twix. I wonder if there was ever a discussion about making roads out of rubber and tires out of concrete when cars first started becoming a thing. Even though it's called duct tape, I bet that is what it gets used for the least. Is it possible to burn midnight oil at any other time of the day? I can't imagine the oil properties are that sensitive to time. I never understood the phrase music to my ears. Like, that is where music is supposed to go. It's not noteworthy, no pun intended. Music to my nose, that would be worth mentioning. So no news is good news, huh? You have just won $50,000. That's not good news. A terrible disease has been cured. Not good news either. Or is it entirely possible that this phrase is dumb? At worst, some news is good news. If you are bad to the bone, you probably need to get to a doctor before it's too late. Is there a more well-intentioned inconvenience than a gift basket? I hope that throughout history, at least one person chose the profession of matchmaker without first reading the literature and was wholeheartedly convinced that they would be making tiny books of fire-starting sticks. I bet a lot of people had wildly different expectations of what a porn bot would look before they sprang into existence. I wonder if the fine folks at Spam think their product name being synonymous with unwanted garbage email. Speaking of email, getting a confirmation email for unsubscribing from an email list is a pretty clever digital middle finger. I love that headbutt can either be a devastating attack or a horrible deformity. I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning, but this whole post is gluten-free. I'd like to see just one season of Power Rangers where all their mystical powers are bodily function themed. Sometimes I drink things out of my coffee cup that are not coffee, and I feel a tremendous guilt for living a lie. Hate on it all you'd like, but candy corn is a wondrous delicacy fit for royalty. Once upon a time, I collected old video games. I'd grab every console, cartridge, and disc I could get my grubby little hands on. Before I moved to NC, I sold it all off and felt a great relief at no longer having so much stuff. So anyway, now my Funko Pop collection is over 100 pieces and counting. I like athletic sandals for two reasons. First, if I am wearing them, it is because my intentions are to be as non-athletic as possible. Secondly, they look like someone started designing a shoe and thought the deadline for the design was a week later than it actually was. I am not a reader. Never have been. I mean, I can read. I just find that books don't capture my interest. That hasn't stopped Amazon from offering me a free digital book with my Prime subscription every month for years now, even though I never actually take them up on it, I'm going to say that sort of persistence is kind of inspiring. Yeah, so that is a small taste of the things that rattle around in my head on a daily basis, on top of the things I routinely yell into the void of Twitter, which I am very good at just being clear. All right, now get out of my head, all of you. That has been Words of Tom Hall. You can follow him on Twitter at Ocarina of Tom or read his musings on Medium. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode all the way to the end. If you loved what you heard, hook it up with a 5-star rating on iTunes. If not, then give me 1 star. I'll still read your shitty-ass comments. Peace.